This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Mike Reichbrandt. Walter is still out. We are red hot rolling on 7-5 Radio. Check us out, 75radio.org. The number 75radio.org. Mike, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing great. Excited to be here again. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you for coming on last minute. Walter is still out. I spoke to him yesterday. He is on the rebound. He's sounding much, much better. He thanks everyone for their love and support, especially from the 7-5 family. Y'all do not disappoint. Anyways, we want to say hello to our special listeners, and we have more and more and more of them. First off, we want to say hello to Charlie LaDuff, who's listening tonight. He's out doing something productive. He is listening. He won't be on tonight, but hello, Mr. LaDuff. Also, we want to say hello to the men and alleged woman of the Yonadasis, New York Fire Department, led by Little Billy Keebler, also known as the Cellar Savers. Be safe, one and all. Also, we want to say hello to everyone in the metropolitan New York City region, New York's finest, New York's bravest, those that live in Congressional District Number 2 in Suffolk County, Long Island. Hello, one and all. Anyways, first order of business, and unfortunately the first story of the night, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. And tonight, unfortunately, we have a pretty long list. Tonight, we remember Police Officer Joshua Iyer of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg, North Carolina Police Department, end of watch, April 29th, 2024. Investigator Samuel Polacci of the North Carolina Department of Adult Corrections, end of watch, April 29th, 2024. Also, Investigator William Elliott of the North Carolina Department of Adult Correction, end of watch, April 29th, 2024. And Deputy U.S. Marshal Thomas Weeks of the U.S. Marshal Service, end of watch, April 29th, 2024. These four individuals were executing a search warrant against a piece of trash who had an active warrant for unlawful possession of a weapon as a felon. So these four people, part of the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force, they have them all over the country, went to execute this warrant, and this piece of garbage had a rifle, of course, and started shooting. If you go on the website, you see the shootout as it happens, or hear the shootout as it happens, as a utility worker who just happened to have his phone out and heard the shots ringing out. And anyways, my thing is that the job is still dangerous. It always has been dangerous and always will be dangerous. And unfortunately, you don't see people marching the street demanding justice for the police officers, justice for those families who are forever broken. There's no people lining up with teddy bears and flowers and candles, having a candlelight vigil saying, stop killing our cops. And, of course, you don't see the media going out saying anything because, frankly, they don't care because this is not a George Floyd incident. It doesn't fit the narrative. You have four members of law enforcement who are trying to get a dangerous individual off the street, and they were killed for doing their job. Also, Joe Biden, we don't know where he's at. He doesn't know where he's at. He said absolutely nothing, but once again, refer back to George Floyd, and he had the Floyd family in the White House. Back to the media, as you have four people murdered at the same incident. Mainstream media and most conservative media is talking about a college protest with people who don't attend a university acting a fool. And just this just shows how far this country has fallen. Mike, what say you about the situation in Charlotte?
It's first of all, pray for their families. That's awful. And pray for that department. I mean, that's awful. That's a lot of guys killed in one day, and you had four more injured on top of that. Serving a warrant on somebody who shouldn't have been out in the first place. Right? He already forfeited his right to be in society, and here you have to go back and drag this guy back out, and instead he kills everybody. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. They're not going to get the golden casket that Floyd got. They're not going to get any of the marches. They're not going to see anybody out screaming and yelling about them. What you do see, though, and I've seen it, I'm sure you've seen it too, Pete, so many times, right, when one of our guys goes down, you know, you see the love and support come from within our own community, but you also see people from the regular community come out and support, you know, and help. But it's quiet. Nobody talks about it. The media doesn't broadcast it. Nobody talks about, you know, the outpouring of love and support they get. And they do get it, you know, but still it should be broadcast from the hilltops. We should be screaming and yelling and marching about this, about stop killing our cops. These are people who get up every day and go defend people they've never met. They put their lives on the line to protect anybody and everybody else. They'll help anybody, you know, and this is what they get paid back with. And instead we have, you know, oatmeal brain in the White House that can't even be bothered to say one nice thing about it. Even one thing, just one stupid little press release, something. Nope, nothing at all, you know. But again, if this was a part of their narrative, so to speak, another Floyd or something of that nature, you know, we wouldn't be doing anything but talking about this in the media and everywhere else. It's disgusting. I've had enough of it. It really is sick. This country's sick in its soul right now, and he's leading the charge. It really, it pisses me off to no end. It should not happen. There's no reason for it. You shouldn't have to wonder if you're going to come home that night. You know, I mean, you've done it, Pete. You know how it is. You chase a guy into a dark alley with a gun. I've done it. You've done it. It's, you know, Walt's done it. You know, it's no small thing to do. It's you're putting everything in the world on the line for people who honestly would rather the guy that you chase in there shoot you in the face right now. They'd be happy if he did. And if you didn't, and if you killed him, well, then guess what? They're going to hang you from a tree anyway. You know, look at what happened in Ferguson and everywhere else, right? And there's been a narrative since about 2008, when we had a certain guy take over as president. You know, he took us back 50 years in race relations. Disgusting.
Right. And, you know, we talked about this since December of 2014. Yeah, we're coming on the 10-year anniversary of the murders of Wenjin Liu and Rafael Ramos, who were simply gunned down. Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
I was on that scene. I was out doing a canvas with another detective at the time when it happened. At 13 came in with a radio. We weren't that far away. I remember getting there, and the turret lights were still going on their car. I remember seeing their vest there and all the blood all over the scene. They've been, you know how it is. We grabbed the guys, we throw them in our car right away. You fly to the hospital with them. So they were gone by the time we got there, but we got there within minutes. And I'll never forget that scene. I'll never forget how surreal that was. You know, that's probably, I've done a lot of cop shot, unfortunately, but that was the first time when I actually went to one, like, and we got to one that quickly, you know, and it was very surreal. I spent a whole damn night working that scene and everything and trying to kind of put the pieces back together again and figuring out that this psychopath had basically got set on his course by de Blasio being an ass clown and trying to pander and saying stupid things. And here comes a Black Earl Army guy from Baltimore who decides he's going to make true on that, you know, on that statement. And he did exactly that. He executed these two gentlemen when they were eating their dinner, sitting in their car, eating their dinner, you know, doing nothing to nobody, you know. Did their lives not matter? You know, one was Asian, one was Hispanic. Did their lives not matter? Where was BLM? Where was everybody else? Where were all these people who supposedly care so much about the community? These two men's lives were cut short. Their families were destroyed, you know, but nobody wanted to come march about that. Nobody wanted to talk about that. It's enough, you know, it's just enough. People need to wake up.
Right. And it's like the Rolling Stones songs, Sympathy for the Devil. Every cop is a criminal and all the sinners saints. We saw after George Floyd, budgets were cut, bail was eliminated, and cops were scrutinized in jail. And cops were leaving. And you know what? This network, the political cesspool, we were on top of that when it happened. Thank God for Sean Bergen. He texted me and said, hey, two cops just shot and killed in New York City. This is going to be huge. So it was supposed to be the political cesspool Christmas show because it happened on December the 20th, 2014. I remember like that day was yesterday. And we talked about the whole hour about that situation. And then the next week we had Sean, and we also had Matt the Copperhead on one of the streets where they were having one of the funerals, and we were doing the show live. And unfortunately, we had a little break when Trump was in office, because that man supports the cops 110%.
Yep.
When the family of Mios Dos Familia went to the memorial, Trump brought him on stage. But anyways, we come back. We got some more bad news. City treats people like garbage. Biden's involved in a local jurisdiction court case and more. Stay tuned, everybody. This is Center 5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. We're going from one public service to another public service. Former New York City police officer and current mayor of the city of New York, Eric Adams, is doing a bang-up job helping people, just not members of the fire department. The city of New York fired firefighter Derek Floyd, who served this nation as a member of the U.S. Marine Corps, served three tours in the Middle East, then joined the New York Fire Department. And unfortunately, firefighter Floyd experienced a heart attack while at home. He was placed on light limited duty. And then, due to budget cuts to keep these illegal aliens in hotels, feed them, clothe them, give them some spending money, the city had some budget shortfalls and fired Derek Floyd. And then while Derek Floyd was home, unfortunately, he had another heart attack. Unfortunately, this was fatal. And his family has nothing. No insurance policy, nothing. So kudos to Eric Adams for firing a member of the fire department who's having health problems to help illegal aliens who shouldn't be here in the first place. This just screams Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, because you have Adams, who's a former police officer who knows about, well, should know about brotherhood, taking care of one another, so on and so forth. Lets the fire department fire this guy, send him on his way, even though he has heart problems. Now, if the guy couldn't, unfortunately, the guy was in the fire academy. He couldn't complete the fire academy when he had his heart attack. But, Mike, you and I both know that in the police academy, they got some real humps. They can't do a push-up, can't run, can't do anything, but they push them through. Or the city could have found another job for Mr. Floyd without just letting him die with nothing. You know, it's the old adage, you know, we'll take care of the legal aliens first, and then, you know, heroes who served this country in the Marine Corps, trying to serve the people of the city of New York and the fire department, we'll give them nothing. What say you about this tragic incident?
It's just further proof of how really far off the tracks this country is right now, especially the city and the state, right? It's so far off the tracks. Adams is a clown. He was always a clown. He was a clown on a job. He's a clown now. You know, he can't be bothered, right? He's too busy going down to Miami to party and stuff and, you know, ignore all the glaring discrepancy and absolute mess the city's become. You know, you would think that after de Blasio, you couldn't do worse. This guy's like, you know, hold my beer. You know, he's destroying it even more. It's amazing to me. It blows my mind. It blows my mind how really inept and how stupid these people are and how much damage they've done so quickly. And just poor man's family. You know, here's this guy. He serves his country. He goes overseas. He does everything he's asked to do. He comes back and tries to serve again. He's trying to serve his community. He's joined the fire department. I mean, God bless him. Look, I'll tell you right now, I have the utmost respect for firefighters. We joke around. We call them land pirates. We mess with them. But at the end of the day, these are some very, very brave people. I mean, they're running into burning structures to save you and your family and your pets. That's a hell of a thing to do. To sign up to do something like that, my hat's off. And this poor man has a heart attack. Okay, you're in the academy. You had a heart attack. Put him on light duty. Keep him on light duty rules. And if you can't do anything for him, then medically retire him. The guy did what he was going to do. He signed up. You took him on. You agreed. You know, listen, take care of him. Take care of his family. You know, okay, he didn't graduate, but still, he's a member of the family. Take care of him. What's so hard about that? You know, is he going to bankrupt the city? No, not even remotely. But, you know, again, we couldn't, you know, keep going and paying all these illegals to be here to do nothing other than destroy the damn city. So, you know, screw this guy and his family. It's disgusting. It's just, you know, people have to step up. They have to say enough. And it's not going to change until enough people actually wake up and start saying enough and fight back. But, you know, getting people to do that, well, you know, that's just too much to ask, I guess, nowadays, right? It's really sick, man. Right. It pisses me.
Right. And just like the four members of law enforcement who murdered in the line of duty, there was almost no outcry from the media. You know, we heard about George Floyd for a year, but nothing for Derek Floyd. And then Mayor Adams says, well, you know, there's nothing we could do. Meanwhile, where does it say in the city charter that the city has to feed, clothe, and shelter illegal aliens? I mean, it's against the law to enter this country without permission, and he's giving them a free ride. Meanwhile, this poor man died. He died while drawing a paycheck from the city. If you go on the website, you see a picture of him. He is jacked. But you know, I wonder if he got the jab. Is that a part?
AstraZeneca just got forced to admit in court that that the shots are causing blood clots, massive blood clots that they shouldn't be causing, but they were forced just recently to admit this in court that is actually causing severe blood clots and causing deaths. You know, not unlike the small scale that they tried to claim at first, and on a very large scale. It's scary. Listen, I'll be the first to tell you, like, you know, I'm all about modern medicine. I think it's amazing. It's done some amazing things. I've seen things myself working in that field, but you know, this thing was not what it was reported to be. It was not. It is a absolute death shot. You know, it is a kill shot. You know, I know everybody's trying to call it basically a bioweapon, and I can't necessarily disagree right now. And I'd like to. I really would. I'd like to think that there's at least some people in the world that still have some kind of moral compass left. But it definitely isn't the people who are so-called leaders right now. They have no moral compass whatsoever. You know, and God help them if that's true. You know, but this guy probably did get the shot. I mean, look at him. He's a fit guy. He's a very, very, very jacked guy. You know, he has a heart attack. That to me is odd. You know, it's odd.
Right.
It doesn't speak to anything. Like, you don't expect to see that. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'd be curious to see what his autopsy said, to be honest with you. You know, how many big, large clots do we find that shouldn't be there? You know, but right. At the end of the day, regardless of all that, take care of the man's family. That's the least they should be doing. I mean, the union stepped up. They set up a fundraiser, and they're going to take care of that family. But it shouldn't have to be that way. You know, I mean, there's regular New York, you know, a lot of outpouring from, like, regular people over social media, you know, donating or calling out for more help to donate to make sure this family's taken care of. And that's good to see. It's nice to see people actually come up like that and step up for people. But we need far more of that and far less of this media crap about, you know, how illegals are the greatest thing that ever since sliced bread. And, you know, you going to work and paying your bills and paying your taxes every day makes you some kind of, a domestic terrorist. And this country's backwards right now, man. You nailed it when you talked about the Stone song. You know, it really is true. You know, everything's backwards and inverted right now. And it's got to end. It's got to stop. But again, it won't stop until people actually step up and say no more. You know, turn off CNN, turn off Fox News, turn off all the crap out there that they're spewing. Start demanding actual transparency and answers. Start voting out the bums that are in there right now because, you know, look at who's empowering all this crap. You know, and it's not one side or the other. Listen, Democrats are the cause of the problem. Republicans are not the answer either right now. You know, you need, like, legitimately, you know, America First Republicans, period. That's it. Conservatives that actually believe in those causes. You know, not the fakes, not the wannabes, but the actual real no shit conservatives that actually believe in America First and believe in actually putting things back to where they should be, which is transparency and honesty. You know, instead we've got a corrupt, perverted system that's using lawfare against everybody and anybody they can. You know, New York State GOP actually invalidated every single primary candidate in Republican primaries across the state, every single one, along with the BOE, and then sued them all. Every single one, the entire state. If that doesn't speak to the kind of corruption the establishment's, you know, pushing down people's throats, then I don't know what does. People need to start to really pay attention because it's going to get uglier if they don't, really ugly. But this man should be, you know, this man should be going to Golden Coffin. This man should be the one that's raised up as a hero. That man stood ground, went overseas 3 times, came back and said, you know what, I'm not done yet. I'm going to serve some more. That man should be the hero, not the idiot they put in the ground who died from a fentanyl overdose.
Right. And anyways, if you go on the website, 75radio.org, we have a mailing address for Derek Floyd. But, I mean, this is typical. You hear about people, you know, heroes, literally American heroes. They come upon a bad situation like the Floyd family. And the people that they serve under, they get absolutely nothing. And in terms of back up a little bit about what you said before, you know, I always say the Democrats are traitors and the Republicans are sellouts. In the city of Fairfax, Virginia, which is not too far from our house, every 4th of July, they have a 4th of July parade, obviously. So I, of course, make an ass out of myself. My ex-wife hated when I would go there. I'd wear a Michael Savage hat with the back of the hat said Borders, Language, Culture. And then the Democrat Party, which is came down like deep, I'd scream traitors at them. And then when the Republicans walked down, all 5 of them for the entire Northern Virginia area, I would scream sellout. But, you know, folks, you know, stop going to the betting app and, you know, throwing your money down the toilet, you know, write a check, go online, give something to the Floyd family or, you know, any other hero that needs some help. Mike, anything else before? Mike, you know, I think is besides raising funds, is the union doing anything else? Because, I mean, this might be a workers' compensation case.
From what I'm hearing, I spoke to somebody earlier, actually, after we talked, I spoke to somebody briefly about it, and he believes that they're setting up some kind of a lawsuit against the city for it to try and make it a workers' comp case and try and get it done for this guy and his family. But I'll verify that as soon as I can.
Okay, coming up after the important commercials and the news, Joe Biden is involved in a local criminal trial. Also, the deep state is real, and our spokesmodel takes some nice pictures. Stay tuned, everybody. This is Sunfire Radio. Take it away, boys. Yeah!
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA News, I'm John Schaefer. During Donald Trump's hush money trial, his former press secretary revealed that the 2016 campaign team entered crisis mode following the release of the infamous Access Hollywood tape in which Trump boasted about grabbing women's genitals. Friday on the witness stand, Hope Hicks stated that Trump initially told her, "That doesn't sound like something I would say." According to Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines, Russia's war on Ukraine is expected to continue for the foreseeable future.
Russia is making incremental progress on the battlefield with the potential for tactical breakthroughs along the front lines in areas such as Donetsk and Kharkiv.
She added that Russian President Vladimir Putin believes both domestic and international trends favor him. In response, the U.S. has provided substantial military support to Ukraine for its defense and recently approved over $60 billion in aid. An NYPD sergeant is being sent for retraining after accidentally firing his gun while police were clearing protesters at Columbia University. Officials report no injuries in the incident, which occurred on Tuesday, as the sergeant attempted to enter a locked office in Hamilton Hall. Officers in riot gear were clearing out violent protesters who had forcibly taken over the building. Mexican authorities are interrogating a group of individuals regarding the disappearance of three Americans and Australians. They discovered a vehicle, tents, and a cell phone during a search at the location where the men were last sighted. The Baja California Prosecutor's Office reported that one American and two Australian brothers were declared missing on April 29th while on a surfing and camping trip approximately 60 miles south of Tijuana, an area known for cartel activity. And may the Force be with you on May 4th. Saturday, people worldwide will celebrate Star Wars Day. This unofficial holiday honoring Jedi, droids, and the Force doesn't originate in a galaxy far, far away. Instead, it traces back to 1979 in Britain. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Attention collectors and savvy investors. We are excited to announce a momentous evolution in our journey. Introducing Freewater Coin Company, formerly known as Rust Coin and Gift. This rebranding takes us back to the very roots of where it all began, Freewater, Oregon. It's a tribute to the legacy of Al Rust and a celebration of three generations of dedication and excellence in the world of coins and precious gifts. Al, Brian, and Jake Rust standing strong through 64 years of service. Discover a world of exceptional service at Freewater Coin Company, your premier destination for genuine, honest money and precious gifts. Under Brian's expert guidance, Freewater Coin Company, building on the legacy of Rust Coin and Gift, continues its tradition of trust and excellence. Visit us at our Provo, Utah location. Explore our treasures online at rustgoldandsilver.com or call us at 801-377-1574. Freewater Coin Company, where your future is built one honest coin at a time.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton with Mike Reichbrandt. Back to New York, talking about President Donald Trump. He is in a New York state courthouse on a state trial concerning a non-disclosure agreement. You know, where one party says, listen, sign this thing, don't open your mouth or else, which is very, very common. So anyways, he's being railroaded for obvious reasons because they don't want, if they keep him in a court, they can't keep him on the campaign trail. Anyways, what's really interesting is that on the prosecution team for the district attorneys for New York County, i.e. Manhattan, is the former number three in the entire U.S. Department of Justice under the Biden administration. So you got the number three in the entire DOJ leaves the Justice Department to take a job as an assistant district attorney for New York County. My question is, why would somebody go from number three from the DOJ to become an assistant district attorney? It's like being an assistant coach for the Kansas City Chiefs, and then you're an assistant coach for AA high school football. Anyways, there's more information coming out. It turns out that the White House has met with Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, federal prosecutor Jack Smith, who's doing the Trump Filegate hoax, and then the lover of Nathan's Famous, Fannie Willis, in Fulton County, Georgia. And there has been absolutely no outrage except Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio sent the Department of Justice an angry letter. Yeah, you go, Jimmy. And, of course, nothing from mainstream media, nothing to see here, both from the left and the right. Also, allegedly, there's a law firm in New York State, I can't confirm, that supposedly also helping the White House in terms of this sham of a trial. Mike, what say you about this this involvement from the White House on a criminal case in a local jurisdiction?
Well, it's, you know, it's exactly what you'd expect from this this so-called administration, right? It's so you had the FEC, Federal Election Commission, and the DOJ originally saying that there was no case here, there was no crime committed, and here comes Alvin Bragg, which is number three from Garland's Department of Justice, right? All these people get together, they meet at the White House, they all plan this little crooked prosecution, and they push this thing through. You know, any kind of, you know, procedural law be damned, right? Statute of limitations, you know, relevance, spirit of law, all that good stuff, case law. We're going to throw that out just because we want to get Trump, you know? That's what it comes down to. It's the worst kind of lawfare you're going to see. It's like we spoke about a few minutes ago, that lawfare. Obviously, he's the most obvious example of it here. You know, you can see it clear as day what they're doing. I mean, you have a majority of Democrats, they were polled recently, saying that they feel like this is inappropriate and wrong and it's just election interference. That's the Democrats. That's not even Republican voters. Those are all Democrat voters that were polled. And a majority of them, over 50% of them, are saying this isn't right. This is not how things should work and this is not right, you know. So I think people are starting to wake up to crap. And, I mean, what happened? Every time they do this, though, they push his numbers higher, right? Trump now is polling over 10 points higher than Biden in most of the places. And in swing states, he's polling 5, 6 to 10, 12 points higher. So they're helping him get elected. That's what they're really doing. You know, in their rush to try and preserve their hold on power and their little Marxist takeover, they're just pushing him back into the presidential office, which, good, push him in there. But this time, honestly, I'll say it, you know, he's got to take the gloves off. He's got to go straight for the throat and just take these people out completely once and for all. Be done with it. Expose them all. How much corruption has been exposed about the Biden crime family, the Clintons and everybody else? And nothing, right? We sit here with, you know, bated breath and nothing happens. This guy, you know, supposedly signed an NDA a few years ago, and all of a sudden now he's the criminal number one? I don't think so. It's a garbage case. I mean, you have Stormy Daniels, who was found to be wrong and having to pay him something like $350,000. She hasn't paid a cent of it yet. There's two, at minimum as of right now, two different letters where she admits that there was no actual affair whatsoever. There was no inappropriate conduct whatsoever. And still, we're doing this? This is the biggest sham trial of the century.
Right. Now, Mike, you worked RICO cases when you were on the job. Would this be constituted under RICO for the Biden administration? I mean, the Biden administration in itself, we could talk about that all day long, but just election interference, would that be under RICO statutes?
Well, yeah, because it's, you know, it's organized crime, right? So basically they're using the law to subvert and undermine, you know, a legal candidate on the opposing side. So what they're doing is committing criminal acts to further their own organization. So it would actually be the pure definition of RICO. Absolutely. It 100% could be charged under RICO if we actually had people that were willing to do the real work.
Right. But we don't. But Mike, do you think it's odd that somebody from the Department of Justice, number two, number three, or number four, would take a position as an assistant district attorney? Because isn't that like a major pay cut?
That's like a huge pay cut. That's like, you know, that's like being the you know, the king's right hand man and saying, you know what, I'm gonna go be a squire for this knight in some far off land that nobody's ever heard of. You know, it's ridiculous. It just doesn't work that way. You don't work your way to the top of the food chain to go, you know what, I like being down at the bottom there with the guppies, and go back down again. It's the stupidest thing in the world. It's the most clear example of what's really going on here, that this is a coordinated effort by the Biden White House to try and take out their political opponent. You know, if you need any proof that.
Right. But, hey, Mike, another thing is that maybe crime went down so far under Eric Adams that Alvin Bragg has nothing else better to do but then they go after Donald Trump for on a non-crime. How is the crime situation in the island of Manhattan?
Out of control. Completely out of control. It's chaos. It's I had a friend visiting in from England last week, and we were out there a lot, you know, seeing the sights, took him around to see all the sights and everything. And it looked like the New York of 1990s that I remember so well, you know, how really gritty and kind of ugly it was. And, you know, you can tell they're doing a hard, hard job of trying to kind of keep those touristy areas kind of a little bit cleaned up so that it's not so bad. But realistically, you can see it everywhere. You can see it everywhere. It's the crime's out of control. And I'm talking to guys who are still on the job. They're getting crushed because they're making, you know, how many arrests, how many jobs they're hitting a night, and still nothing gets, you know, no one gets prosecuted. So, like, what's the point? They're demoralized. They're kind of, you know, just done, you know, honestly. You know, they're at a point where they just, why should they care, right? So they're doing the bare minimum because why should they do more? Nothing gets done anyway, and they get shit on for it. Sorry.
But right, right.
It's out of control. Out of control.
Yep.
Getting worse.
And that's why.
Way worse.
Right. And that's why when Danella, she posted on Instagram, hey, I'm going up to New York for Fashion Week. I was like, oh, my God. Boy, I mean, but luckily she came back unharmed. But anyways, moving right along, you know, speaking of the Biden crime family, James O'Keefe hit a grand slam at the bottom of the ninth of the World Series. He got a CIA contractor to spill the beans on the deep state. And yes, the deep state is spying on Donald Trump. And yes, the deep state set up Trump with this bogus FISA warrants. And it looks like the election will be stolen again. And I'm sure if you watch the video that's on YouTube and on the website, it's just absolutely shocking. This guy, this contractor for Deloitte, his name is Amjad Fassisi, or anyways, he's bragging about the things that he's done and Central Intelligence done against a citizen, a U.S. citizen, let alone not the president of the United States. And, you know, she's on a date. I'm sure he embellished some facts like we all do. Like my thing is like, oh, I'm a host of a successful talk show on the radio. But anyways, this is Washington, D.C., and everybody hates Trump. But this guy is way up the food chain. And what he did was he just verified everything that we knew, that there is a deep state, that there is a plot against Trump, that the election was stolen, and so on and so forth. And the CIA spies on innocent American citizens. And, of course, we've heard absolutely nothing from mainstream media and most conservative media, because if you turn on the radio, turn on Fox News or whatever, it's all college campus protest all the time, and which is absolutely ridiculous because, you know, we got cops getting murdered in the line of duty. You got firefighters who get fired and die and have nothing. And now you have members of the deep state coming out and saying, like, yeah, this is a deep state and we're going after Trump. Anyways, we come back, we'll get Mike's take on it and have some good news. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Okay, we are back. It's not Walton Scoop. It's Walt and Mike. Walt is on the rebound. He should be back in a week or two. Anyways, during the very important commercial break, I do what I usually do and look at the Instagram of one Daniela Rodriguez, who is the world's first radio spokesmodel. Y'all need to follow her at Daniela.fitnessmodel on Instagram. Anyways, real quick before I turn it over to Mike again, earlier this week, I was having just not a very good week for a number of reasons. Anyways, fired up the old computer and I saw some pictures of the radio 75 radio spokesmodel. I was like, oh my God. Because, you know, I've seen must be hundreds of pictures of the world's first radio spokesmodel. I must have taken about another 100 pictures of Daniela for people. My other job absolutely love her. And then she must have took about 100 selfies with me alone because I suck at taking selfies. So not only should she have to take selfies with me, but she actually has to actually take the photo. But anyways, I digress. But I saw this these two pictures of her, and I was like, oh my God, just what a just absolutely gorgeous woman. And the first picture, she's got those eyes just looking at you, and I'm thinking, oh, she knows what I'm doing. I better stop. but they're taken by a gentleman named Brian Silver. You can also follow him on Instagram. And just before the show, I was chatting with him on Instagram back and forth. Mr. Silver is a photographer and he's an Air Force veteran, but you need to check out these pictures. They will make your day. But anyways, Bravo Zulu, Ms. Rodriguez, for a job well done, as usual. And thank you for everything you've done for 75 Radio and your fans and yours truly. Mike, any quick words about the lovely radio spokesmodel?
She's absolutely stunning. Those photos are amazing. And listen, God bless him for taking them. Those really are just wonderful photos. Here's this amazingly beautiful, smart woman. First radio spokesmodel and absolutely hands down the best. There'll never be another like that. She's just absolutely exquisite in those photos.
Right. And just check it out, folks. 75radio.org. I sent them to my coworkers on my other job, and they just went absolutely bonkers. And real quick, Danella is the most popular person at my job, and she doesn't even work there. But anyways, back to the deep state. You know, that's another reason why we have her on, because, you know, she just makes things just so much better, because, you know, it's just talking about bad news and just seeing our country go to hell, it just, you know, takes a toll on you. Anyways, Mike, what say you about the exclusive from O'Keefe Media Group?
That guy's a beast, right? He keeps knocking it out of the park, and he's now decentralized O'Keefe Media, so they've got all these citizen journalists out there doing all these stories, doing these undercover operations and bringing in this crazy amounts of corruption and stuff going on. The deep state being real, I mean, we always kind of knew that, right? The bureaucrat state, it kind of existed for a long time now, decades. And most recently, I mean, like within the last few years, you had a couple hundred thousand FISA warrant violations by the FBI searching databases on people when they had no legal right or authority to do so. You know, this is just more kind of on that pile of evidence that's already been there that these people are completely out of control. You know, they really do feel themselves to be, you know, completely immune to anything, and they can just do whatever the hell they want. And, you know, as far as I know, we had the Fourth Amendment for a reason, but apparently not according to the FBI. You know, I guess they're going to keep going after those, you know, people who like Catholic Mass and Latin or something, you know, because those are the real dangerous people. It's really right. Just, it's sick.
Right. And I always say nobody goes to jail in D.C. I think the last politician who went to jail was Jim Traficant because he was stepping on too many toes. But as usual, this clip comes out on Wednesday, and then Thursday morning I turn on local and cable news, and it was the same old thing. Protest at college campuses for people for Palestine, and I turn on talk radio, and it's the same thing. College campus protest. I'm like, whiskey, tango, foxtrot. I mean, that's why, folks, you need to listen to this show, other shows on this network, other people. Get your sources from other places, because it's, you know, the same cabal. It's the same two-headed monster, because they want to put out what they want you to know, not what they don't know, because you didn't see James O'Keefe on Fox News. You didn't see him anywhere else talking about this, and nobody's saying a word, because it's, you know, the part of the same gang. Mike, anything else before we move on some good news?
I just want people to, exactly what you said, you know, go look for yourselves, go to Twitter, X now, go look for yourselves, go find an information somewhere, get in a fight. Knowledge is power, and that's the only way you're going to win this thing, get in a fight.
Exactly. And, you know, tell somebody, because, I mean, we're growing because word of mouth. And, you know, that's because we got a great marketing director. But anyways, real quick, our last story of the night, you know, this we've been talking about bad news for 6+ years now. But anyway, some good news. In the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, there was another college protest of People for Palestine and all these losers. And they wanted – these losers wanted to take down the American flag. But a group of frat boys or gentlemen, they refused to let the American flag touch the ground because it's American customs and tradition to not – let the American flag touch the ground, because depending what religion you are, it's, you know, seen as almost a religious symbol, because people like me and you, Mike, we love this country and we fought for this country. We sacrificed for this country and we still do. But anyways, it was great seeing these young men take up the cause to keep the flag from going on the ground. And I'm really, really happy because kids nowadays, they go to college and they just get all this liberal, woke garbage that's not going to get you a job, not going to get you somewhere in life, and you're going to have all this debt, and hopefully Joe Biden will cancel your student loan debt. That's why I said I learned more in less than 2 years in the Navy than I did 4 years of college. My dad didn't like that one. But anyways, people were donating to GoFundMe. I guess hundreds of thousands of dollars for the mother of all keggers. I guess the country star is going to go out there and give a concert for these men. Mike, what say you about these fine, upstanding college gentlemen?
I said the counter-revolution is here. You know, you have these would-be Marxists that, you know, are doing these Occupy events all over the country and college campuses for Hamas, you know, the same group that on October 7th were burning babies in ovens and raping women to death because, you know, that's heroic. You know, these young men come up and they say, you know what, no, we're not going to be quiet. We're not going to stand and let this happen. We're not going to watch this go down anymore. I think it's amazing. And, you know, bravery is contagious, right? Bravery is contagious. So they're, you know, their bravery that day, their absolute amazing bravery that day is going to inspire others to stand up now and say, you know what, enough, no more. And the counter revolution has begun. And that's what needed to happen. And God bless those kids, man. I hope they have the kegger of all keggers. I really do. I hope they raise $5 million and they party for 6 months straight. I really do. They deserve it. Every bit of it. No?
Right.
Brave, and strong, great, young.
Right. And kudos for these kids. You know, college, you know, I'm old to be their dad. Kudos for these kids for taking a stand and, you know, preventing the flag from touching the ground. And, you know, these are college kids. I doubt these kids, these men were in the service before they went to college. Also, kudos to the parents for raising such upstanding men. I'm sure it was a peer pressure. Like, hey, these guys are taking their flag. Hey, let's go save the flag. And they all did it. But kudos for the parents. And, you know, that's really important. It's so important to have good parents in your life. You know, my parents did a great job of what they had. And, you know, I do the best I can with my kids. My kids are outstanding. And Mike, I know you got seven or eight kids from five or six different women, and your kids are doing outstanding. And same thing with Walter. He's got a couple of kids, and he just loves his son. His son's doing great things.
So Walt's kids are all in the pink houses or something, right? So over in 75, somewhere over there.
No, I'm not sure. Anyways, and then the first ladies, they had a whole bunch of kids. First ladies of Raiders had a whole bunch of kids. They're doing outstanding. Anyways, Mike, we got a couple seconds left. Anything you want to put out there before Riders on the Storm come out?
Get in the fight, folks. Get your information. Share it everywhere. Get it out there. Start talking to people. Be brave. Just be brave. It doesn't take much. Just be brave. But get the information out there. Fight back.
Right, and that's so important. And, you know, that's why we have the show out here to fight back. Anyways, there we go. For Mike Rakeman, this is Peter Scoop Stan reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it, and do not comply.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.